This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome and thank you so very much for joining me here for another edition of Auto World. It is my absolute pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week on this very same radio station that you're listening to right now. That's where you can find me. You can also find me, if you're away from that station, at GCNlive.com. And the network has got quite the website. You can listen to the show live or on demand in archive form or in podcast form. So keep that in mind. If you hear a guest and want to revisit that interview, you can go to GCNlive.com and do just that. In this hour of the broadcast, we're scheduled to be joined by, oh, she's a great lady, Pam Oates. Car Care for the Clueless is the book that she wrote a number of years ago, and she is a lifelong, her whole family has been involved in automotive repair. It goes back to her grandfather or great-grandfather. She started out in as a journalist and then decided to follow in her father's and grandfather's footsteps and owned a shop. And I talked to her on Friday. She was fixing somebody's air conditioning, but she now consults for a variety of companies, and I can't wait to talk with Pam. She'll be joining us momentarily. A little later on in this hour, Don Jones will return to the airways of Auto World, the old car guy. He's doing a lot of traveling, and I believe if he is where he's supposed to be, he may be on the road when we talk to him today. Hour number two, heard on many of these Auto World stations, we'll hear from the man known as Moto Man, who has a very hot television show on YouTube and other emerging media platforms. He's a character, and we're going to talk a lot about new cars. Telephone-wise, here is the number, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And emails, bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@boblongradio.com. In honor of Pam, Pam and I both love Corvettes, and so I'm going to throw out an easy Corvette trivia question. Whoever comes up with this answer will be rewarded with a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. It's Jay Leno's favorite online automotive motorcycle gift shop. He absolutely loves it. It's great. So you'll get something free from Busted Knuckle Garage. If you can tell Pam and myself, 1953 was the first year for the Corvette. They only made 300. I actually know a gentleman who has one of those 300, and they were all painted one color. What was the one color for the 1953 model year for Corvettes? That's the question. Give us a call, 855-660-4261. Patrick is at the helm at Network Master Control, and he will field your call. Right now, let's welcome back to the airways of Auto World. She is a ASC certified mechanic. She is an author, having written several books, including Car Care for the Clueless. She's a media person, done a lot of radio, done a lot of TV, and nowadays she's doing a lot of consulting work for companies and working on a lot of secret stuff. Pam Oates, welcome back to the airways of Auto World. How are you doing, Pam?
Thanks for having me on. Fine, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Really enjoyed talking with you. I was sharing with the listeners when I called you the other day, and you and I got to talk off air, and we'll talk during the break upcoming. But I was sharing that, you know, you've sold your shop, but you're still doing repairs, and you were working on somebody's air conditioning when we were talking on Friday.
Well, actually, I wasn't doing repair, but we were doing a case study.
Oh, a case study. That's right.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you're doing all this research now for all mm-hmm. kinds of folks. That's great.
Up to my elbows and everything.
Yeah.
I apologize about that. But yes, we have a case study in that one.
No problem. Explain to myself and to our listeners around North America, around the world, what exactly a case study is.
Well, basically, it's an unusual event that would occur, well, in my case, an automotive event that would occur. And we go through and we dissect it. And it's like a little auto forensics. And then we take a lot of pictures and write down a lot of data, before and after, a conclusion. And then we take that and we present it to different classes of technicians who want to learn about unusual things that may happen to a certain make and model, and actually the up-and-coming technology, how it all works in. It's an awful lot of fun.
Oh, it sounds like it. Absolutely.
Yeah, we have three going on, actually, at the same time.
Oh,
wow.
On
Friday, so.
Busy day for you, definitely. And how do you like this new role? You know, was it hard? You know, you had been doing it for 20-plus years, Pam's Motor City in the Fort Myers area of Florida. And I was saying to the listeners that, you know, this is a business that runs deep into your family's lineage. And you started out as a journalist, and then you were drawn into the family business, so to speak. But was it hard to close those doors? You moved on to other things, but what was it like owning the shop and running it for all those years and then handing it off to somebody else to have adventures?
You know, I'd be lying if I didn't say it was a little bittersweet, but I knew that there was up-and-coming things. So I was looking ahead to, like you said, the new adventures. So it wasn't too bad. You know, had I not had a plan, I'm a person who likes to do like 5, 10, 20-year plans. If I haven't had a plan, you know, I probably would have hurt a lot more. But I knew what was up and coming, and I was really looking forward to the new challenge. So it wasn't too bad. But still, I missed my old customers, and, you know, I missed the repair aspect. You know, we were doing these case studies. We don't do the repair. You know, we just dissect what happened and so on and so forth, what the repair needs to be. But I miss that part of the business. You know, all those consumers, I had relationships with 20, 25 years plus.
Sure.
And that's the sad part.
Yeah, I can imagine. You get to know the families, and sometimes I would imagine you worked on dad's car, and when the kid in the family got to be driving age, perhaps, you know, the son's car from the same family. So that must have been quite rewarding in a lot of different ways.
I'm going to age myself. But I remember, and we talked about this, checking over a vehicle for someone that was going to be his first car. And it was mm-hmm. back in the early 90s. He was getting a Chevy Blazer. The father picked mm-hmm. it out and everything. And now his son, in about 2 years, is going to be ready for his first car. And they says, well, you're going to come with us, right? He'll pick it out. And I just looked at him like, oh, my gosh. Am I really that old? But it's rewarding to have that relationship. You know, we
absolutely.
All worked very hard at the shop, and it's nice. It's actually kind of a little bit of a compliment, even though I start counting on my fingers and toes with the age thing, but that's okay.
Well, when we come back from our upcoming break, I've got two questions for you. I get this a lot. A lot of people write me on how to choose a mechanic if they're moving to a new place. And then we're going to talk about how mechanics are not really mechanics these days. They're technicians, and more young folks need to get involved. This is Auto World, Bob Long and Pam Oates. Straight ahead. Don't go away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of somebody buying the car of their dreams. Oh, and that's the sound of it making its way off the auction block and straight onto the loading liftgate of a Reliable Carrier's trailer. Now we see the reliable driver taking over. He's slipping a plastic cover over the seat, putting paper floor mats on the floor. Now he's loading it onto this 53-foot trailer. You know, the contents of this trailer are covered by a $5 million insurance policy and tracked by a GPS satellite at all times. Now, he appears to be ratcheting it firmly into place, checking it over, closing the doors. This kind of care is why Reliable Carriers is America's largest fleet of specialty vehicle carriers. He's in the tractor, ready to deliver this vehicle to its new home. And he's looking at me, wondering why I'm standing in the way of his big orange truck. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. This is Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and the Leggetts was set in the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped
yes,
up.
Yes, Pam, I'm stirring the brake. I don't do that.
Cylinders and
you know, Patrick, my producer, can tell me, can tell you that I never do that for a couple of different reasons, but I have so much respect for Pam and love talking with her. So we were catching up a little bit, and And we got that trivia question out there, and let's see, one, two, three, four wrong answers. Interesting, when the C5 Corvette was introduced, there was a guy, I remember interviewing him, who wrote a book called All Corvettes Are Red. And here's a gentleman in Georgia who has written to me that those 300 1953 ones were all red. Wrong. No, they were not. What was the color? It is so simple. Free stuff from the Busted Knuckle Garage. 855-660-4261. If you're hearing us on tape delay, shoot me an email. You're still eligible to participate. So we would love to hear from you. Before the break, I posed a question that I get sent to me all the time, Pam. I'm sure you do as well at Car Care for the Clueless. Lots of people, you know, like my family, we pretty much stick in the muds for the most part. I mean, it's stayed, you know, in the same neck of the woods their entire life. But today people are mobile and take jobs in different states and move around. And I get asked the question all the time, like, you know, I just got transferred or I'm taking a new job, you know, in New Jersey. You know, I got a great mechanic where I am right now. What do I need to look at when getting a new mechanic? Now, you're the expert. What would you say?
Well, first of all, you know, they can have a great-looking website, and you can't go off of that, or advertise all over the place in your new community where you've landed. The big thing is a word of mouth. Ask 100 of your new friends that you've met, where do they take their car to get repaired? And from that point, you know, before you actually need a technician, you go and you take that shop on its own little test drive. You get the tires rotated or get an oil change. You go in, you look around. You know, look at the staff behind the counter. Are they clean shaven? I mean, you know, they may have a little dirt on them from being out in the shop, and that's okay. That happens. But, you know, look around. See if it's clean. Take a look at the techs. They're not going to be hospital clean as well. They're out there working. But as silly as this sounds, do they look disgruntled or do they kind of look like they're really into what they're doing? That's a big thing, too, because the last person you want working on your vehicle is somebody who's, you know, not too happy at the place they're employed.
That's a really good point. You know, you don't want somebody with an attitude taking his frustrations out on your nuts and bolts.
Yeah, I had I'm sorry.
Yeah, go right ahead.
I had one technician. He loved to whistle all the time. He just did that. And I remember somebody coming in for the first time, and they heard that, and they said, I want him working on my car. So, you know, it's all about how the technician is actually being a professional. The other thing, too, is make sure they have their certification. They need to be ASC certified, period. And there's different levels. And you ask who's working on your car, what are they certified in? Ask. You always ask. The other thing, too, is, you know, ask for a little tour. They should be more than happy to give you a tour of the facility. If not, you know, that kind of raises a little bit of a flag because they won't let you see what's going on, and don't let them bamboozle you into that. Oh, it's against insurance regulations. No, I would take people back with me all the time to do show and tell on their vehicle. And as long as they're not floating around and sticking their fingers in cars and things like that, it's fine.
Well, that's some really good advice.
Asking. You know, you just got to ask. Ask why.
Absolutely.
Why is that? Show me why.
And the other thing that I wanted to touch on with you today, and we're going to get you back for a normal full hour in the not-too-distant future, but, you know, we really need more young people to consider the career of an automotive technician because that's what it is today. You know, lots of folks think it's, you know, you're a mechanic, it's a dirty, greasy, you know, old-school job, but No, I mean, nobody can attest to it more than yourself. I mean, this is a real computer-based job these days. This is not, you know, like your father's Oldsmobile. This is not your father's mechanic.
Exactly. We're seeing, unfortunately, more and more of us, older techs, aging out. And there's nobody there to take our place because, you're right, nobody wants to get their hands dirty. Well, guess what, folks? There are gloves. You can wear gloves. I've worn gloves for decades. So I'll make my hands still look pretty, and Peter would like to hold them after hours. And you wouldn't get bizarre stares while you went to the grocery store checking out because your hands were stained with a chemistry of some type. But it is not, how would you say, a job that traditionally they would have, well, you're not going to go to college, and you can't do this, let's try to put you in auto mechanics. It's not like that anymore. Now this is a four-year career, if we're going to be very serious about this. And it's very rewarding. There is more computer-based operations in today's vehicle than the space shuttle. I mean, it is extremely advanced. And with that knowledge, you get paid very, very well. So it's definitely a career that I would recommend because I enjoyed it immensely when I was working in the shop.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's, you know, amazing to see dealerships, you know, advertising. And you know, some of them are Ford and Chevy dealerships, but you even see some of the high-end dealerships looking for techs, looking for mechanics. It's, you know, and I can only imagine, I mean, if you were fortunate enough to work in one of those premium dealerships, any dealership, you're going to make a good living. But if you were fortunate enough to be working in a dealership that dealt in high-end vehicles, I mean, boy, you'd be making, in some cases, more than the owner of the car. So it's something people definitely need to explore. Now, for all our listeners who would like to find out more information about Car Care for the Clueless and all of your activities, where are some of the best places to go internet-wise?
Oh, internet-wise, you can always go to carcareforthecluelesscom. Either the number 4 or 4 all spelled out. It'll take you right to that site. And it has car care tips for you, and even if your car is under a recall, we have a link to savingcar.gov, which I absolutely love, especially with the Takata experience everybody's going through right now. And I'm also on LinkedIn.
Perfect. Thank you, Pam. We'll have you back with us real soon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know by the way you put your car sideways. I wouldn't have. You're the kind of person who believes in making out once, love and leaving fast.
The late Prince. I can't believe that gentleman passed away. Well, he's a 1958 model, and lots of great performers and great folks were born in 1958, including Madonna. And there's a slew of other ones, too. Michael Jackson. When you think about the great musical artists of the 80s and 90s, I mean, you think Prince, Michael Jackson, Madonna. Madonna's still going. The other two are gone, way too young. And lived in Minnesota. You know, I got to find out from the folks of the network a little bit more about where he lived, a place called Paisley Park. And I worked in music radio for a number of years. I never had the pleasure of meeting him. I know he was very reclusive. I did meet Madonna when she was a really young, up-and-coming performer when I was working in music radio. But anyway, sad to see Prince gone. He was definitely extraordinarily talented, kind of Jimi Hendrix reincarnated. And if you don't believe me, go on to YouTube, and I believe the year was 2004. They were putting George Harrison into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they had an all-star band, which included Tom Petty, Jeff Lynne from ELO, you know, a whole who's who of people playing. Prince did the guitar solo on there, and he absolutely blew all of these Rock and Roll Hall of Famers away. So, Patrick, during the break there, take a look at this. Just put in Prince Hall of Fame performance, My Guitar Gently Weeps. It absolutely will blow you away how good of a guitarist this guy was. And Matt Damon was on Jimmy Fallon's show, and Jimmy Fallon was close with Prince, and he was nervous. Matt Damon, the actor, he had brought his daughter, a 10-year-old daughter, to his show, and they had like first row seats and backstage passes. So he was trying to make a small talk with Prince. He says to Prince, "So, you still live in Minnesota?" And Prince said to him, "Matt Damon, I live in my heart." So this guy was pretty intense, pretty deep. And I'm sad to see him go down here in Orlando, Florida. There were a number of billboards up after his passing. But any guy that would write a song about a little red Corvette is all right with me. And we have the Corvette trivia question out there. 1953 was the first year for the Corvette. And they were all painted. They only made 300. They were all painted white. I just gave it away. I gave it away. We'll come up with another question for you. But Don Jones joins us, the old car guy. I see I'm overtired, and as folks know, I'm battling some health issues. So I gave it away. They were all polo white. Do you remember that 53 Corvette, Don?
I sure do. But, you could still, they all had the same color interior, so you haven't given that one away. And they all had the same color top, which was not white.
Okay. So. All right, let's leave that one out there because there's a cool prize awaiting you from Warren Tracy in the Busted Knuckle Garage. I know this guy in California who has one of these, and he brought it over to the studio that I was working in a while back. And one of the more unusual features of that 53 Corvette, besides the unusual headlight treatment, which, has kind of like cage-like covers over the actual bulbs, but there are two hood releases, one on the left side and one on the right side. Were you aware of that, Don?
No, I wasn't aware of that. I knew about the screens over the headlights and a few other features of it. Not of that. It's not like I have the opportunity to get under the hood of a lot of 53 Corvettes, though.
No, with only 300 made, I don't know how many are still out there.
Yeah, about 25 last count.
Wow, that's pretty good. I mean, certainly major collectible. Ironically, it was a real crappy car. I mean, as far as performance-wise, it wasn't until two or three years later when Zora Duntoff, kind of put in the V8 and the fuel injection, and then it became a real sports car. But that early 53 Corvette, it had the what was the name of that transmission that they used back then?
Well, they had the Power Glide.
The Power Glide,
I think the standard was a 3-speed and not a 4-speed. And, of course, at that time, Chevrolet did not have a V8 engine, so they were running the 235 straight-six engine, which was the Blue Flame Special. But it was beefed up with actually the cam out of the 261 truck, which was an engine used in larger trucks of about 2 ton and bigger. I think they kept that engine until about 62. So that was the cam in it. And they had the three, I think they were actually updraft carburetors. So it boosted about 150 horsepower at about 4,500 RPM. And I'm not sure where the torque was on that, but probably in the neighborhood of 175, 200 foot-pounds of torque. But I always loved those little 235 engines. We used to refer to them as being bulletproof, as far as getting them overheated and them being able to recover after they cool down.
Yeah, no, and certainly a lot of six-cylinder engines seem to have that in common. I know lots of folks talk about the slant six from Mopar. That's a really difficult engine to destroy, that they just keep going and going. Tell our listeners a little bit about that power plant.
Well, the Slam 6, particularly the 225 cubic inch, was kind of the go-to engine from about, I think about 1958, well into the 1960s. And it was designed on a 60-degree slant in order to create cars that had a lower profile. So you lost a couple of inches in engine height, so therefore you could lower the car to the ground and get a more narrowed hood and fender ratio. So when you had cars like a Dart and the Barracuda, the Lance, the Valiant, all those cars just had a sleek, dart-like shape to them that looked like they could cut through the air very quickly, which in a lot of cases they did.
And, Don, just out of curiosity, I'll tell my personal story, but what's the largest cubic inch displacement engine that you have ever driven or owned? What's the biggest block that you've ever been behind the wheel of?
Car-wise, probably in the neighborhood of 455 cubic inches. I've got a 426 wedge sitting out in the garage in pieces that I bought back when I had a real job and had money to do goofy projects with. And I bought that engine with the idea of building the car around the engine and building something like a 63 Plymouth or Dodge. They have kind of a nostalgia-looking street rod, but it hasn't quite turned into that. The dream hasn't come to reality yet. So I may get around to that before I turn 80, I guess.
Very good. When we come back on the other side, I'll tell you about the largest cubic inch displacement engine that I've ever driven. I got to think about this now. I'll do that during the break. Okay, 855-660-4261, the interior color of the 53 Corvette.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-268-4205. 800-268-4205.
Fender, an iconic brand with some of the greatest instruments in history. And going on now at Guitar Center, it's Fender Fest. The best time ever to check out the greatest selection of Fender guitars in the world. Stratocaster, Telecaster, P-Bass, Jaguar, Jazzmaster, and more. Right now, purchase any qualifying Fender product and get up to a $100 promotional gift card. Own a legend. Fender Fest, now through July 27th, in-store and online, only at Guitar Center.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Don Jones is with us, the old car guy himself. TheOldCarGuys.com is the website. And again, I've said it umpteen times, but Don is... In the 24-year history of this program, it started in this hour 24 years ago. I actually moved around for the first couple of years. It was 1995 that we settled in this hour permanently. So that's still, what is that? That's 21 years, so that's pretty good, come to think of it. But anyhow... yeah, I've shared with listeners lots of different things, and I definitely have lots of other things to share with you, and including, you know, the largest engine that I've ever driven. I have to stop and think, working at Motor Trend, you know, I did have an opportunity to drive some exotic vehicles, but I never got a chance to drive the Bugatti Veyron, the 16-cylinder vehicle. So that would have been. So I guess the answer for me, Don, is a car that my parents owned that I actually learned to drive in. It was a Big Bird. It was a 460, four-barrel, three-speed automatic Ford Thunderbird from the from the 1973 model year. My parents kept that Thunderbird till 1979.
Had a big monster engine, but I guess the as far as the biggest cubic inch in a truck, it's somewhere around 915 or 16 cubic inches on a an older ALF, American La France fire truck, which was a 12-cylinder, and the engine and the cab of the fire truck is so wide you could put five people across the front seat.
Oh, my God.
Just,
wow.
Just an incredibly large vehicle. And the two carburetors, one on each bank, were like coffee pots. They looked like old percolators. So it was you know, quite a massive engine. And it, when those engines needed to be tuned, usually American La France would send down two technicians, and it would take them 8 hours in order to get the tune up right and get all the I don't even know what you would call it, the specs right in the engine, but it was kind of a set the timing and run it up the biggest hill to see if it would pull right. So it was a lot of trial and error when it came to doing the timing and other things for those big monsters.
Oh, no question about it. And today, of course, the trend with vehicles are these little tiny displacement engines. I mean, it's getting ridiculous. 1.8 liter, my wife's Volkswagen new Beetle, 1.8 liter turbo. GM's got a whole slew of 2 liter engines. Volkswagen's got Audi, across the board, GM, you name it, they've all got it. Ford has a 1 liter three-cylinder engine. But I'm old-fashioned. I like the larger displacement engine. They used to have that old expression, there's no replacement for displacement. Remember that one?
Yeah, I've heard it before.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what you've been up to. I know this is the time of the year that you do a bit of traveling. You've been to Carlisle, and are you in St. Louis at the moment, or are you on the road?
I'm in St. Louis. I'm doing some trips, day trips, to visit my local salvage yard to take pictures, hopefully collect some money that they seem to have trouble getting in the mail to me.
I know, talking
to guys, but I was up in Lynn, Missouri the other day, which is near Lake of the Ozark area or Jefferson City, our state capital, about 120 miles from St. Louis. And as I was talking to Jim and Dave Schomeyer, the guys that are running the place, they said, you got to come over and take a look. We got our paint booth. Now, keep in mind that the paint booth is in an old barn. And it's basically made out of old plywood and probably cardboard with some electric fans stuck in it and furnace filters to clean the air. But they had one of 79 1960 Edsel convertibles, which I know you got a buddy that would go nuts over that.
Oh, yeah, Phil Skinner, collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book. That's his car.
Right, yeah, so make sure he gets the word on it. I've got a couple of pictures of it. I'll probably put up on my Facebook later, but they had done a frame off on this car, and the frame was back on it. They had put floor panels and other things in it, and it looked like it was coming off of a Ford assembly line. I think that car is going to be worth well over $100,000 when it's completed, and they're doing it for a fellow that's in the neighborhood, so to speak. He's out in that Washington, Missouri area, which is the grape, the wine country of Missouri, and a lot of car people out there. But this thing is just going to be a fantastic looking car. But it's like I tell you, you never know what you're going to find, and where you're going to find it when you're out searching for stuff.
Yeah, I know, that's so true. And I had one of those moments here. It's the medicine that I'm on that sometimes makes me go a little bit wacky, heart med that I'm taking at the moment. But what I started to say is I've said this many, many, many times, but I've had thousands, literally thousands of guests between all the different automotive radio shows, in addition to Auto World, that I've done over the last 20 plus years. And there's no guest except this gentleman who actually will give out his personal number. So, Don, do that so that folks can communicate with you directly if they're looking for a classic car, if they're looking for parts, if there's any way that you can help them, you will. So give out that number.
Sure. It's area code 314-306-7507, or you can get a hold of me at theoldcarguys@gmail.com. And something else, too, is that I've added about 25 new clients, most of them with Mopar Parts and Services to our website. And I've probably got maybe 20 or maybe even 30 other people that I'm going through, they add their services on. We're also taking a look at some of the people that we've had on here, and if I'm finding problems, complaints on the internet about some of these people, they're not going to be on here any longer. And I just removed one person, which I'll not name, you know, name who it is, but I've at the Carlisle show, I talked to some people about his business and his business practices and decided that he's the type of person that causes more problems for my website than it's worth. So I want to try to have not only a lot of stuff, but I want the people that are represented on my website to be the best at what they do or the most honest at what they do. So we are looking for that integrity of our clients, and as well as the quality of product that we can bring to the classic car community. So I'm working on that and trying to hit that real hard until I go on the road again in a couple of days.
Well, that sounds great, and you've always got lots of things to peruse at the oldcarguys.com. And again, Don is just a wealth of information when it comes to whatever you've got, including unusual stuff. I mean, Don has sold fire trucks and tanks and absolutely everything in between. So take advantage of his kindness in sharing his personal number with you guys, and log on to the oldcarguys.com and check out the inventory. What are some of the more hotter items that are being requested of you lately, Don? Is it specific cars, or is it more parts, or how's the wind blowing?
Well, we've had a lot of requests for 1937 Plymouth product, which we've got very few of. But a fellow called me for some parts for a 35 Ford, and the parts he was looking for are standalone for 35. So it gets to be very, very challenging to find some of this stuff. And I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to put some kind of a locator page on the website later on. And I think that, you know, maybe we'll do that. We're going to have to generate a whole lot of more visits before I'd invest in something like that. But just a lot of this stuff, it's so hard to find, and you got to be very, very lucky, and you'll stumble across it here.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
Don Jones.
You can't search for it. You got to just find it. You know, it's just got to...
That's right. Thank you, Don.
That I rescued was stinky, skinny, and scrawny, full of skin rashes and scratching. And I started feeding Konica Dynavite, and he became such a happier, itch-free, stink-free dog that I dug deeper into the website.
DINOVITE.com.
What if, in addition to Dynavite, we do the raw beef and the egg diet and see what happens? Forget all these 50-pound bags of formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways. This dog's as close to a wolf as you can get. They're carnivores. With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and Super Omega on top of it, it just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit. It's unbelievable. Hey, if you're thinking about rescuing a dog, you got to start them out on Dynavite, DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.